Delaware Governor John Carney signs an executive order today forming a group to study developing offshore wind technology. WHYY's Zoe Reed has more on the effort to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and create jobs.
The Offshore Wind Working Group will evaluate the environmental and economic development benefits of offshore wind and consider the costs and logistics of construction. This is not the first time the state has attempted to develop offshore wind technology. Several years ago, NRG Energy called off plans to develop the renewable energy source due to what it called monumental challenges. Carney says conditions are more favorable today.
We've been down this road before and were unsuccessful in getting a project off the coast of Sussex County off the ground, but I think conditions have changed significantly, and I think we'll hear from folks about that. But this working group is going to be established to investigate those conditions, to look at new technologies, to look at the effect on electricity rates in our state, to see if there's an opportunity for Delaware to finally go down that path and get some offshore wind generation going.
Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control Secretary Sean Garvin says it's critical the state, nation, and world take advantage of renewable sources and move away from fossil fuels.
Delaware is the lowest lying state in the nation. We are already feeling the impacts of climate change from Wilmington to Cape Henlopen to Seaford to Merrydale. We recognize that if we don't do something to address fossil fuel consumption, 11% of the state will be inundated by water by the end of the century.
The working group will report to the governor by December 15th with recommendations for offshore wind development. From the Delaware Desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.